Zakt mir so weiter mit sagt des Sabbes, Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hazarik, if someone throws, Arba Amos, he's standing in the Rosh Hasharabim, and he throws something, four Amos, across the Rosh Hasharabim. Now, it lands up against the wall. So where on the wall did it land? Limayla me'asara t'vachim. Now, first of all, let's try to understand, doesn't it pop off the wall? What do you mean it lands on the wall? How does something land on a wall? It should fall off. Well, it's possible, the Batanur explains, if he threw something sticky, like a thick, ripe fig, that sticks to the wall. So it sticks to the wall. Now we're going to have to go measure to see here what happened. How far up on the wall did this thing come to stick, to stay? If it's lemaila mi'asara tvachim, higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, so kezarek ba'avir, then it's as though he's throwing it in the air. He's pater. We already explained. Above 10 tvachim in the Rosh Hasharabim is not a Rosh Hasharabim. It's called a makom pitur. However, I'm going to walk over here and measure from the bottom of the wall to where this Tveil HaShemena is sticking, and I'm going to see, I don't have 10 tvachim, that it came to rest on the wall, lemata me'asara tvachim, underneath 10 tvachim, kizayrik ba'aretz. That would be like throwing it on the ground. So in other words, what he did was, he threw it in the Rosh Hasharabim from the beginning of 4 amos to the end of 4 amos. And for that, he would be chayiv. Now, the Gemara tells us really an additional chiddush. Let's concentrate. In order to be chayiv, so you have to throw or carry something 4 amos in the Rosh Hasharabim. So he throws this Tveil HaShemena and kaplunk. It lands on the wall underneath 10 tvachim. So I have to measure from the point of projection, that means the point where he threw it until the wall, do I have 4 amos? Let's say, if I measure from his hand to the wall, I have 4 amos. But if I'm going to deduct the thickness of this fig, I won't have 4 amos. So the chiddush is that won't help. I don't count from his hand until the beginning of the fig. I count from his hand until the wall that the fig is stuck to. And if you have 4 amos over there, it's going to be chayiv, a carbon chatas. Zok the Mishnah Vayiter, azarik ba'aretz, arba amos. Let's say someone throws something on the ground, 4 amos. Or zarak, he throws something, letoich arba amos. He threw it on the ground, he wanted for it to land before 4 amos. But once something leaves your hand, you can't always control it. What happened was, when his galgal, it started to roll, chutzli arba amos. He threw it I wanted to go only 2 amos. That's how he threw it. But oh no, bounce, boing, it's rolling past 4 amos. Pater is pater. Because he never intended to do the kind of throwing which should be mechayev him. His intention was, it should fall short before 4 amos. On the other hand, chutzli arba amos, let's say his intention was to throw it past 4 amos. He was intending to do something which would render him chayiv. But boing, it bounced back into the 4 amos. When his galgal, it rolled letoich arba amos into the 4 amos. And at the end, it didn't go 4 amos. Chayiv is chayiv. But the Gemara explains that's only if he threw it. And let's say it bounced off something. So it actually came to a landing on the ground after 4 amos. But it bounced off something and then rolled back. So because initially it teka bounced on the earth after 4 amos, that's the reason that he's chayiv. Now, sometimes you can throw something which is very light, and it gets like caught in the wind, and it stops in the wind for a few minutes, or a few seconds probably, and then flies back. So what would the halacha be under those circumstances? I threw something, it never came down to the ground. It like stayed in the wind a few seconds, and then came back within 4 amos. So it's a machlokes rishonim. According to the Rambam, he wouldn't be chayiv. It has to rest on a surface. But according to Rashi, even if the wind held it back for a few seconds in the air and then blew it back, he's still going to be chayiv. Okay, quickly chazring over. Someone throws something 4 amos up against the wall and it sticks to the wall, higher than 10 tvachim. It's as if he throws it in the air. It's not a Rosh Hasharabim over there. It's a makom pitur underneath 10 tvachim. It's as if he threw. Standing in the Rosh Hasharabim from the beginning of Dalet Amos, and it lands on the floor after 4 amos, and he's going to be chayiv. We also said if you throw something 4 amos on the ground, you're chayiv. If you threw it thinking I wanted to stop before 4 amos, and it rolled further, he's pater. And if you threw it past 4 amos, even though it hit the ground and bounced back, he would still be chayiv.